Well, as we just mentioned, Bill Shorten is demanding Tony Abbott use his national security statement next week to spell out precisely where he believes, quote, people have gone soft on terrorists. The opposition leader has also written to the PM, raising a number of concerns about the data retention laws, which the government wants passed by next month. Mark Dreyfus is the Shadow Attorney General. Mark Dreyfus, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran. Good to be with you.
I'll come to metadata in a moment, but first to the PM's comments this week that we are giving, quote, the benefit of the doubt to people who might do us harm or play us for mugs. Do you agree that's true?
The Prime Minister's given no detail at all on what further changes he's proposing in the national security area. I don't think that sound bites on YouTube is the right way to announce policy or legislative change. But obviously, as Bill Shorten said yesterday, we haven't been briefed, but we'll work with the government, as we have been right through last year in considering changes, needed changes to national security laws.
Obviously, this whole issue has come up around the circumstance of the Martin Place gunman, Manharon Monis, who was given citizenship, welfare and bail. But would a change to the law to allow government to strip dual nationals from of their citizenship have affected this case, this position of Manharon Monis? Would the public actions have led to the view that he should be stripped of his citizenship, do you think?
Well, I think we have to be very cautious about using any individual case to determine general policy or general legislative change. Our police and security agencies have got extensive powers already to monitor people of interest while they're in Australia. And I'd say this, if we think that a person is still committed to terrorism and we deport them, we lose the capacity to monitor that person. I think we've got to be careful that Australia doesn't become an exporter of terrorism. We've got a duty to the world here to deal with our own citizens.
It sounds like you don't think it's a great idea. I mean, is Labor prepared to consider this option? It is already in place in countries like Britain, France, Canada.
Well, I think there's conflicting reports today on what the government's considering. As I say, we've been given no detail, haven't been briefed, and it's one of the reports today suggests the government's not considering the model that's now in place in Britain. I think we should wait to see what is the detail of what the government's proposing and then hear from the government what problem they're trying to solve with the legislation they're putting forward.
It's 4 minutes to eight. We're speaking with the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus. Mark Dreyfus, the third tranche of legislation to beef up national security around the metadata laws is still before the Parliament. This would require telcos to store customer records relating to email, internet and phone use for 2 years, and that could be accessed by security agents without warrants. Now, Bill Shorten has written to Tony Abbott. He wants the government to take account of a number of significant matters and concerns. What are those concerns?
We've got a concern, as Bill Shorten said in his letter to the Prime Minister, that the government hasn't yet disclosed the cost to the Australian community. It's either going to be paid for by taxpayers or it's going to be paid for by increased charges passed on.
The Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has said the government would make a substantial contribution to the cost of implementation and operation of the scheme.
That's right. So if it's government contributing, that's taxpayers. If it's the telcos that are being left to pay for the cost, they will certainly be passing on that cost to consumers. Either way, the community pays. That's why the cost here is important. We are now discussing in the Intelligence Committee, which has received some hundreds of submissions and heard detailed evidence, some hearings in January. We're considering what changes are needed to this bill, but they would include considering the position of journalists, whether or not there should be some different regime applying to accessing the telecommunications data of journalists. That's something that's been raised. And, of course, there's the whole question of what safeguards should be applied, what oversight should be applied, who should have access to telecommunications data.
That sounds like the whole kit and caboodle. I mean, you're talking about not just the cost of it, but what is stored and who gets access to it? Is that basically what you're saying?
These are the matters that have been raised in submissions by the Law Council of Australia, by many of the legal professional bodies, by human rights groups, by the telecommunications companies themselves. There's a particularly detailed submission from Optus, for example, who, along with Telstra and Vodafone, came and gave oral evidence to the Intelligence Committee. This joint parliamentary committee wouldn't be doing its job if it didn't take seriously all of those detailed submissions that have been provided.
The government wants these laws passed, pardon me for interrupting, but we're heading close to the news. The government wants this passed by next month. Given all those questions, do you think that is feasible and wise, and will Labor work to that timetable?
We're going as quickly as we can, but the government's own scheme allows up to 2 years to comply with the new retention obligation. We think this is something that shouldn't be rushed. It's important that we get it right because this is a major new regulatory obligation that is being imposed on the 600 or so telcos in Australia.
So just to be finally clear, what you want the government to set out in this legislation is not just the cost, but also the extent of the data set of what they actually mean that needs to be written down in detail. We don't really have that yet, do we?
Of course, that's one of the matters that many submitters have raised. They've said that the law itself should contain the list of the data which telecommunications companies are going to be forced to keep in future. It's not something that should be left to regulations. People ought to be able to read the law and see clearly what it is that the companies are going to be forced to keep in future.
Mark Dreyfus, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Fran.
Mark Dreyfus is the Shadow Attorney General and Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security, he referred to there. It will report on the metadata laws by the end of this month.